The World Economic Forum has attracted criticism over the years because it is a private meeting, a venue where multinational corporations try to influence national economic policy, with no representation from citizens, labor, or environmental groups. Saturday, in the Swiss capital, Bern, protesters defied the city government, which had refused to permit a march. Despite at least 84 preemptive arrests, people demonstrated in small groups, performing music and theater. Hans Dieter's solidarity with the third world's growing number of poor brought him to the protest.
Thousands and millions of people who are suffering or starving from lack of the most basic things actually in life. They don't have enough money to go to the doctor, for example, or to give their children a good education.
A young costume demonstrator gave his opinion.
Well, it's not just the World Economic Forum that is the problem. I mean, that's just one day of 365 days that people are causing problems there. I mean, we're fighting against the system, the whole. I mean, capitalism has lots of problems at the moment.
The largest counter-conference to the World Economic Forum is the World Social Forum, which is currently taking place in Porto Alegre, Brazil. A year ago, the UN's International Labour Organization decided to gather speakers from the World Economic and Social Forum in the World Commission on the Social Dimension of Globalization. Ralf van der Hoven of the International Labour Organization explains the outcome.
And I think a few things came out strongly for an international financial system which put employment as number one and doesn't put the concerns of the capital market as number one.
Van der Hoven expressed his hopes for this year's meetings.
I hope the participants in Davos realize that globalization is a shared process. And I think the people in Porto Alegre should get together to really develop alternatives.
At the other Davos conference in Bern last Saturday, speakers expressed confidence in the existence of alternative economic models, but they also cautioned that these alternatives do not have the necessary political space and support to flourish. The speakers also worry that bilateral and multilateral trade agreements between groups of nations are emerging as a new threat to countries in the global south. On Wednesday, an event called Public Eye on Davos gave prizes to the worst offending corporations in the categories of human rights, the environment, labor conditions, and tax evasion. Dow Chemical won the Human Rights Violation Award for its continued responsibility in the Bhopal disaster, and Walmart won in the labor category for the appalling working conditions in its supply factories. Speaking at Public Eye on Davos, Mary Robinson, former UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, stressed the lack of international accountability of corporations and governments in the areas of human rights and environmental damage. She echoed the views of many that a fair playing field is needed since, in her words, economic globalization is not working. For Free Speech Radio News in Switzerland, this is Julia Steinberger with additional reporting from Cyrus Hall.